You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
All right, well, not exactly the Lake Wissota studio, but hey there, Wisconsin, good morning. It is 6:06 on a Thursday morning, September 25th, 9/25/25. It's a beautiful morning to have you here in the state capital of Madison. Thanks for being here from wherever you're spending your mornings, listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, or listening or watching on one of the many platforms out there. Thanks for starting your day right here. I got a question for you. Why do I keep forgetting when I come visit Madison that I need to dress not for a nice, crisp fall morning, but for a sauna instead? Here I am in a dress shirt because, you know, when you come to the big city, you think, oh, you know, I gotta get gussied up. I can't just, you know, be schlepping around. And then I come into the hot box here where there's Parker Olson. Look at him. He's very cool and refreshing looking in his little shirt with the limes on it. And believe it or not, we are sitting in the exact same room.
Doesn't look like it.
Anybody watching on social media would look at this and go, okay, well, let's see. Parker's in his usual broom closet over there.
Yeah.
Pat appears to be on a Hollywood stage or something because of the lighting. There's a big fancy monitor behind me. I got calls from both Todd Alba and Luke Mathers, each saying, hey, we know when you've been in A2 before, there's a bare wall behind you and whatever. So now we've got lights and we've got a monitor and we'll put the logo behind you. And I'm like, that's great. Well, and I get here and the first thing I see behind me is the wrong logo. It's the old logo. But better than if we put the new logo up, it's got my mug on it.
Oh, dude,
and
we don't want
I don't
two
need
faces.
Me no. looking down on me. I look down on enough people. I don't need to look down on myself, too, for goodness sakes. So we're here in Madison for a couple of days. Basically, every so often, I have to make an appearance because otherwise they're going to take me for granted. They're going to assume I'm just some disembodied voice.
We'll lock them out.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like touch grass. Sometimes you got to touch your colleagues. And I can finally touch Parker
that
from across
like an
the
HR problem,
way.
Pat.
Yeah, it does. Never mind. But yeah, believe it or not, here we are in the exact same studio, A2. How are you?
I'm great.
You're just happy to have somebody to talk to.
I really am. It is a really weird feeling to actually be able to see somebody during this.
Yes.
And not have to crank my neck to look over here to see you.
Right. And by the way, only the second time we've been in the same room together.
That's true.
I mean, we went months having not been able to meet till I could get down here. And I recall the first time. You know, when you see somebody that you've only ever seen on screen and you see them in 3D for the first time and it's not quite right. And I looked and I said, have you always had glasses? And he was like, literally every day I've had glasses on.
I cannot go without them.
Don't even think about that at a time like this, you know. So anyway, it's really nice to be here. And I'm you know, visiting, obviously, some old colleagues and some friends who are down here taking a couple of days simply because we haven't done that for a bit. Alicia puts up on YouTube, ooh, it's all fancy behind you today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and what does Tony say? Pat, are you a gamer in Twitch now? Is that what this looks like here?
It looks a little bit like that. I would believe that. Yeah. I think Tony's onto something.
All right. So we are here. An otherwise fairly normal show coming up ahead for you this fine Thursday morning. We will be talking at 7:35 to State Democratic Party Chair Devin Remicker. Because you're coming to Madison, which everybody thinks is like this liberal bastion. Well, everybody knows is this liberal bastion. So, you know, you gotta have the State Democratic Party Chair on. So we'll be doing that. And we'll be talking about some primary concerns because 2026 is going to be an extremely busy year. There's a lot of people that want to run for something. Look at how many candidates are running for governor already. But we already have in multiple congressional districts, there are multiple Democrats running for seats. Already in multiple legislative races, there are multiple Democrats running for single seats. So there are going to be a lot of primaries, and you're going to hear me mention a lot between now and next August 11th. Don't forget to vote on August 11th. It's not bigger than the November election, but it is big. It's your chance to determine if you are a Democratic voter, who your nominee is going to be. So we're going to talk to Devin a bit about, you know, how is the party essentially an honest broker in all of this? You know, do you take a completely hands-off approach? Do you treat everybody exactly the same, even though in some races, you know, one person might be the clear better choice and the other might be, you know, say a Democrat in name only? How do you do that? And how do you then, when the primary is over, make sure that however bitter it might have gotten, how do you make sure that that Democratic nominee has the resources they need to win in November? And again, recall that this all happens on the Republican side of things as well, that you have these primary elections, and if you come out of them, you know, too weak, you don't win in November. For me, the classic example goes way back to 2012, when nobody thought Tammy Baldwin had a prayer of winning that Senate election. But it was such a bruising primary that former Governor Tommy Thompson finally emerged, but the Republican Party was so beaten up and so worn down and had spent all of its money that Tammy Baldwin was able to, you know, show the rest of the state of Wisconsin who she is and was able to win and has held on to that Senate seat ever since. So, again, a lot about the importance of primaries that we'll talk to Devin Remiker about a little bit later on. It being Thursday, we'll talk to Joe Zepecki as well, so I'm sure we'll have some of those same concerns. And we're going to talk to Sean O'Malley about your money and the markets. And how do I put this? What are people doing? He's looking at what businesses are doing. He's looking at what potential employees are doing. Girding. I'm going to go with the word girding. Everybody's just like girding for whatever's next, because it doesn't feel quite right out there, whether you're a job hunter or whether you're a business. And on paper, that kind of looks good. Sean O'Malley's going to explain how it's like, oh, look, inventories are up and everything's fine. No, it's people basically. Parker, you have squirrels here in Madison. This is
we do have squirrels, yes.
The squirrels up in Lake Wasota,
yeah,
are digging like crazy. I mean, they are just burying things everywhere.
So your neighbors who give them peanuts are
No. They're grabbing the acorns. We got some oak trees and other things, and they are active. Sherry and I have said a couple of different times, like, what should we be thinking about winter here? But I think when Sean gets here, he's going to be saying kind of the same thing. The line from Game of Thrones: "Winter is coming." So economically, yeah. And again, it's not a scare tactic. It's like, this is just what people are doing. So all that and much more coming up here on the program today. Coming down yesterday, Parker, I could not have timed that drive out any better. I got in the Jeep right at the start of the Brewers game in San Diego.
Smart.
And it takes, you know.
You drove just, from San Diego?
I did not, but I put the game on from San Diego and got pulled up to my college buddy's house down here just as the final out was being made, and the Brewers were winners over the San Diego Padres to avoid the sweep.
It was a much needed one.
Yes, a 3-1 victory. So the Brewers have reduced their magic number to 1. So between now and Sunday, the Brewers just need to win one game, or the Phillies just need to lose one game, and the Brewers will clinch the best record in Major League Baseball this year.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy and wonderful and lovely and a little nerve-wracking. Because of some recent losses, the Brewers will still not get to 100 wins. They've never done that. Wow. But they are now 96-63, so theoretically they could get to 99 wins if they were to sweep the Cincinnati Reds this weekend in the final homestand. I'll come back to that in a minute. But first, back to San Diego. The Brewers could end up meeting them again in the playoffs. The Padres entered the day. They were trailing the Cubs by a game and a half in the race for the National League's top wild card spot. And they would get to host a best of three series starting Tuesday. That's if the current standings were to hold. But as I was looking at them, things are extremely fluid. Obviously not for the Brewers. They know their destiny here.
Yeah.
But those wild card races, both in the American League and the National League, it's going to be a busy nail biter of a weekend for a lot of fans.
They're tight. It's going to be really fun, actually. I think we're both going to the A game this weekend for the Brewers.
Yeah, I'll be at Saturday's game.
As well, and playing against the Reds. The Reds are going to be really playing for something. So
yes, they are.
That might suck for a game for us to be at.
Well,
but you know what?
But
whatever.
Again, we're in. I'm not going to sweat it too much. And again, just hope that people don't get hurt. Although of course, and Tony, go Guardians. Because again, Cleveland coming. It's not so much that Cleveland's coming out of nowhere. It's that Detroit.
Ridiculous.
It is a collapse for the ages on the Tigers. What were they like? 15 games up.
I think 15.
At one point, they were 10 games up in the standings to start the month of September, and they blew it all. It's just unbelievable. People in Detroit and Cleveland will be watching that game very carefully. Clearly, Tony will be as well. So the Brewers are off today, coming back home for that game, or for that series, rather, against the Reds. Coverage will begin tomorrow evening at 6:35 on several Civic Media stations. And so you'll want to tune in for that. The Badger football team has the weekend off. Thank goodness.
Mercifully.
Mm-hmm. And then the Packers will be playing at Dallas on Sunday. They'll have Sunday night football. And so the kickoff there will be, or I'm sorry, the pregame will kick off here on some Civic Media stations at about 5 o'clock. So here's my quandary for the game on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
And yeah, I'm about to throw my buddy Kevin under the bus here.
Uh-oh.
There's all these different ticket promotions, you know, like BP gas stations, Quick Trip gas stations, things like that.
Sure.
And I'd gotten the impression that he was arranging that. And then I get a text going, "Hey, what's your price range for tickets?" I said, "Well,
wait a minute.
I thought
you were
you already had the tickets in hand." I'm gonna get to it. In case that doesn't work out, where do you want to be? Like, I want to be at the game. I want to make sure that we've got tickets to
the building is preferable
to go to this thing. Yeah, inside the building, please, would be a wonderful thing. So then we got to talking, and you talk about overthinking.
Oh, like, God.
You want to go to a Saturday game, second to last game of the season. So everybody's excited about the team, so maybe it'll be tough to get tickets, but they've already clinched, and maybe people are waiting to buy playoff tickets, so maybe there will be a lot of tickets available.
Yeah.
And what is it to buy it through the MLB app versus, you know, your your StubHubs and your Ticketmasters or, you know, whatever, all the different things that are out there.
Yeah.
And we were talking this thing to death, and then I just finally said, this is on you, buddy. I will look forward to reporting about how we watched the game from the rooftop of the VA hospital just across the way, or whatever it is that he ends up getting. I, on the other hand, I'm in charge of finding one of the many places that have shuttle buses going to the stadium.
Oh, you're doing shuttle buses.
Because parking costs about $300 to hear him tell it.
Roughly.
You know? Yeah. And we've taken the shuttle buses before, but we have a mixed record on that. We've taken a shuttle from one of the watering holes in Wauwatosa.
Sure.
Only to, after the game, not have the shuttle show up. Apparently,
that's fun.
They ended up using an unmarked shuttle that we did not know. So we watched this one shuttle leave, going, "I wonder what that's for." Turned out to be ours.
Yeah.
And so we were like the very last people in the parking lot at American Family Field.
And now we need a walk.
And now we're waiting for any kind of a taxi to come by and take on refugees. So I'm hoping to find. We're looking for both tickets and a reliable shuttle service to the game.
And I bet those Civic Media tickets are already gone.
Oh, Civic, they're long gone. I think you're using them, for goodness sakes.
Yes,
they were snapped up so long ago. That'll learn us. All right, well, we're going to talk for a bit about the governor's race and Tom Tiffany trying to have it both ways on the issue of abortion rights. From the heart of America's up north, you know, Wisconsin, including here in Madison. Thanks for making this a place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back. What a nice weekend it's going to be. So Sherita Booker naturally is the person to talk to about some of the events that could be going on for you. Just got to get in the car and get to one of these or the other. Sherita, how are you?
I'm doing good, Pat. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. Hey, this first one is definitely one that more than a few people know about, but there's always room for one more if you want to get yourself over to Warren's, and that's near Toma, for the Warren's Cranberry Festival. Tell the folks about that.
Yeah, and this year, that small town of Warren's draws visitors from across the globe to attend its annual Cranberry Festival, and this year it's celebrating its 52nd year. And for three full days, which is Friday through Sunday, you'll find over 800 arts and craft vendors, 300 flea market booths, 100 farmers market vendors, and more than 100 food booths, plus live entertainment, a big parade, and plenty of chances to shop for one-of-a-kind souvenirs. And of course, the real star of the weekend is the cranberry. You can sample it in just about every way with their cranberry cream puffs, cranberry funnel cakes, cranberry cheesecake on a stick with hot fudge cranberry drizzle, deep fried cranberries on a stick, cranberry bubble tea, and pancakes with cranberry syrup at the festival's breakfast. You can also take a marsh walking tour to learn more about the cranberry farming and the history that makes the Wisconsin tradition so special. So for more information on that event, visit cranfest.com.
Cranfest.com. And I think you could call it the Super Bowl of cranberries, really. And frankly, it strikes me it's got to be one of the biggest, you know, craft vendor type shows around, all the booths. I mean, you're going to get a lot of steps in if you go to this. And I've said before, you know, you might see traffic backed up on the interstate. Just so many people want to get into that exit and get into that tiny little town, but it's worth it. I've been there and it's a lot of fun. So consider checking that out this weekend. Or maybe if you're closer to Madison, you'd prefer something rather than cranberries. You just want to go to cheese. And there is something here called the Art of Cheese Festival, Sherita.
And that runs today through Sunday in Madison. And it's not about just sampling cheese. It's about experiencing the whole culture behind it. We're talking cheesemaker-led tastings, farm and creamery tours, hands-on workshops, and even a chance to paint your own cheesy masterpiece while sipping wine or cocktails. There are several ticketed events taking place over the course of the festival. One of those include a tour of Crave Brothers Farmstead Cheese in Waterloo. You'll see how their milk goes straight from the farm to the creamery and taste their award-winning cheeses, followed by a chef-prepared lunch inside of a beautifully reclaimed dairy barn. There's also the Wisconsin Cheese Ball at the Sylvie in Madison. Emmy-winning chef and TV host Andrew Zimmern will be there, along with live music from the Pork Tornadoes and DJ Shauna from the Milwaukee Bucks. It's part concert, part gala, and the dress code is Music Gala Glam with a side of cheese. There are many events to choose from, and tickets are going fast. Like, I already saw some of these events are sold out. Not the ones that I just mentioned, but some of the other ones on the website are sold out already. So head over to wisconsincheese.com to get your tickets and more information.
Yeah, there's also Dan Jacobs, a chef who's been on Top Chef. We've talked about him a lot on the program. He has a Brew City cheese tour and lunch. And then the one that caught my eye here was called Spirited Pairing, a Wisconsin cheese and bourbon experience. So I'm
right up your alley.
I definitely would have to learn more about that. Again, wisconsincheese.com is where you hear more about the Art of Cheese Festival in Madison. All right, now up to my neck of the woods here. If you come up to Eau Claire and you come up what we call the bypass, the Highway 53 bypass, you're going to come to an exit for River Prairie. And River Prairie Park is the site of one of the more unusual but very seasonal fests this time of year, Sherita.
The River Prairie Ginormous Pumpkin Festival is back on Saturday in Altoona. This is home to Wisconsin's biggest pumpkin weigh-off, where growers show off some of the biggest pumpkins you've ever seen. The whole day is packed with fall fun, things like Great Pumpkin 5K, an artist market, a pumpkin dessert contest, a pet costume parade, pumpkin decorating, and of course the grand finale, which is a ginormous pumpkin drop where a massive pumpkin packed with candy is released from a crane. And this event is free. And for more information, head to visiteauclaire.com.
Visiteauclaire.com will get you that for the Ginormous Pumpkin Festival. I love that. And I hope my dentist is there, because it was the the craziest thing about my last dentist visit, and it was back in the spring here, is when we talked about things that you're up to. And he's like, I've really just gotten into growing giant pumpkins, and I'm going to try to get one big enough to be a winner. And I mean, it was the last thing I expected my dentist to say.
is I've suddenly taken to growing giant pumpkins. But, you know.
I thought you were going to say that you had a lot of candy and you were having the caffeine issue.
No, maybe too much pumpkin pie. I can see where that would happen. So we've given you some good options here, but I'm going to throw in a bonus one simply for the novelty of it. Sharita, are you familiar with Beef-a-Rama in Managua?
Not at all.
Beef-a-Rama, if you want beef sandwiches, if you want to be part of the rump roast run that's there, the Prime Choice Craft Show, all that and more, so much is going to be going on Friday and especially Saturday up in the Managua area, including, look, if you want beef sandwiches, you can get a shaved prime rib sandwich at the Managua Lions Club Beer Garden. The shredded beef sandwiches are at the Cross Country Cruiser Tent on Front Street, or a beef brisket sandwich at the Lakeland Rotary Beer Garden on Chicago Street. You cannot say you didn't get your fill of beef at Beef-a-Rama in Managua this weekend. So I don't know where you go. You got the cranberries, you got the beef, you got the cheese, you got the pumpkins. I don't know how you choose.
So much to choose from. I think I would roll with either cranberries or cheese.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. And I hope that everybody gets a chance to hit the road to go do something great this weekend. Sharita Booker tracks that and all of our social media posts for us as well over at Up North News. Thank you, Sharita. Have a great weekend.
You too, Pat.
Still ahead, we're going to be talking to Joe Zepecki. We're going to be talking to Chad Holmes. Sean O'Malley talks about your money in the markets. And we'll get into what Tom Tiffany is saying now about women's reproductive health rights versus, you know, what his actual record is. But first, in today's history lesson, come on, get happy. What are we talking about when I say those words? If you watch old TV, you know, today's history lesson is next. You're up north. Welcome to today's history lesson. It was on this day in 1970 that the Partridge Family debuted on ABC. So this is where we turn now to Bridging the Generations with Pat and Parker. You were kind of bopping along. You know, it's a happy song.
It's a happy. It's how called, can you not bop along?
Come on, get happy. So yeah. Was it the first time you're hearing this song?
Because
I'm not going to even pretend that you watched The Partridge Family.
I did not watch The Partridge Family, okay. No. I do think I've heard this, though.
Okay. Well, it is. It's one of the nicest little TV themes, little, you know. Basically, all about a family that decides to, you know, form a band. And they get in this very colorful bus and go from gig to gig. And hijinks ensue.
There you go.
As it were.
I feel like we're getting a lot of shows and movies about bands.
Yes, although when I think of it now, you know, a family forms a band. Basically, the shows that we grew up with are now the things you would pitch to the Disney Channel. There's no way you're seeing a broadcast network going, hey, a family's going to form a band. All right, that's fine. Now, when does
what goes wrong?
When does the drug cartel attack and you need NCIS to come rescue them? You know, we can't just have happy shows anymore on network TV.
So. No, we can't have a lot of happy at all.
No, we can't. So that's why we sometimes live in the past with the Partridge Family. And come on, get happy here. Let's see. We've also got from the same day in 1970, Janis Joplin was in a studio for the last time, Sunset Sound Studios in Hollywood. And this is what she produced.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge. Waiting for a train, and us feeling near as faded as my jeans.
Janis Joplin recording Me and Bobby McGee 55 years ago today. Sadly, 9 days later, she would be dead of a drug overdose at the age of 27. On this day in 1974, Dr. Frank Job, I hope I'm saying that right, performed the first ulnar collateral ligament replacement surgery, which was a big deal. It has helped so many athletes over the years to have an ulnar collateral ligament replacement surgery. Do you think it's known as Frank Joby surgery or Frank Job surgery?
Well,
no, it's not named for the doctor who actually did it. it's named for the first guy that was done on her, the first athlete, and that would be Tommy John.
Yeah.
And Tommy John surgery ever since. And I'm just sure Dr. Frank is like, really? Am I chopped liver over here?
All right. I'm the one who did the thing here,
did
guys.
Did the thing.
He just got hurt.
Although, I have to say, side story, reminds me now, my wife has delivered probably thousands of babies. Well, yes, definitely thousands of babies at this point. During the years when I was anchoring the 6 and 10 o'clock news up on Channel 13 in Eau Claire, she often, it was a running joke, like, she's like, I am so sick of walking in and people going, oh, your husband's wonderful, I watch him every night and all that. And at one point, she's doing this delivery, while I'm delivering the news, the patient and the mother and the mother-in-law are watching the news. So I'm over her shoulder, delivers the baby, and at that point the grandma and the grandma-in-law or whatever were like, oh, your husband does such a nice job. And she's like, I didn't drop the baby.
There are different things going on here.
I'm working here, you know, with you. Anyway, so Dr. Frank, we know how you feel about Tommy John surgery. The first Chicago Marathon was run this day in 1977. On this day in 1926, Henry Ford announced an 8-hour, 5-day work week for workers at the Ford Motor Company. That was revolutionary for the time. And again, would not have happened on its own. There wasn't the benevolence of Henry Ford going, oh, you guys should only work 40 hours a week. It came with a lot of activity that led up to that point. All right, a band was formed this day in 1976. Parker's going to play a little bit of one of their tunes, and then I'll tell you the story. You can probably guess the band. And I can definitely hear people right now going, did he say 1976? Is U2 that old? Yes, it is. It all started when Bono and David Evans, his brother Dick and Adam Clayton, responded to an ad on a bulletin board that was posted by a fellow student, Larry Mullen Jr., to form a rock band. Bono, at that point, you're going, well, wait a minute, was he called Bono back then? Because his birth name is Paul Hewson. There's a trivia question. Does anybody know
what?
That? Paul Hewson.
Where did he get Bono from?
Turns out it was not like some rock and roll thing. He was part of what he would call a street gang, and everybody in the street gang got nicknames.
Huh.
And his was originally Bono Vox, which was like the name of, what was it, a hearing aid store. And Bono Vox means good sound. And so he just shortened it to Bono.
That's actually awesome.
I know. I was very impressed when I saw that story yesterday. Huh. I did not know that. And I did not know that U2 dated all the way back. I would have said maybe 1980, 81, because I really started hearing about them in 82, 83. But no, 1976. So, yeah, next year they will celebrate their 60th anniversary or 50th anniversary as a band. On this day in 1961 was the premiere of the film The Hustler, starring Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason, the story of small-time pool hustler Fast Eddie Felsen challenging legendary pool player Minnesota Fats. On this day in 2017 at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers played a concert.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're moving into Parker's wheelhouse now.
Yes.
Now, again, much like Janis Joplin here, the story doesn't have a happy ending. It turned out to be their last concert this day in 2017 at the Hollywood Bowl. Petty would die 1 week later. This particular show had been the last stop on their 40th anniversary tour. On this day in 1990, Dave Grohl replaced Chad Channing in Nirvana, becoming the fifth and final drummer for the band. Again, that was 35 years ago today. On this day in 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first female justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Got a lot of birthdays to get to today. Let's kick things off here with Will Smith, who turns 57 today. Now, I am not the world's biggest Will Smith fan. And this was prior to the Chris Rock slap, in part because so many of his tunes were, you know, I wouldn't just say sampled, I would say plagiarized, like this Stevie Wonder tune, I Wish, which became Wild Wild West. But I say all this to say that there are things that that Will Smith has done that I do like, and Wild Wild West, that movie, is one of them. Again, just a great little weekend, you know, look it up, stream it if you've never watched it before. Selma Hayek is in it as well. Just a really nice film.
Can you guess that I have to say that I haven't seen it and now I'm going to have to watch
it? I wasn't even going to. That's why I'm just putting that recommendation out there.
Okay.
Michael Douglas is 81 years old today. He shares a birthday with his wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones, who is 56 today. So, yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones was born on her future husband, Michael Douglas's 25th birthday.
Oh.
Yeah. Supermodel Cheryl Teagues, 78 today. We're going way back into 70s TV and film now. Happy Days, Potsy, Anson Williams. Yeah, Potsy is 76 years old today. And Star Wars, Luke Skywalker,
there we go.
Mark Hamill.
Now we're in my wheelhouse.
74 years old today. Happy birthday to him. Let's see. T.I. is 45. His biggest hit was in 2008. When he had songs like Whatever You Like and Live Your Life would both reach the top of the charts. Again, T.I. 45 today. The late Christopher Reeve, the original movie Superman, was born this day in 1952, passed away in 2004. Heather Locklear is 64 years old today. And that wraps up today's birthdays. Let's see, on the National Day calendar, today is National Cooking Day. I can get behind that.
I know you.
Along with that is Food Service Workers Day. Yes. And not just the lunch ladies. You know, everybody who works in food service,
yes,
you're appreciated more than we could possibly say. So thank you for that. It is One Hit Wonder Day. At this point, One Hit Wonder used to be like this nice little novelty topic. You're like, oh, I didn't know they were just, yeah, whatever happened to that person? Why were they just a One Hit Wonder? But now, of course, over the years, there's been so many of them.
Yeah.
That it's almost a bigger deal now if you get two hits, you know, on the charts.
If you become someone that is actually known by a lot of people, it's very impressive.
Yeah.
And it's not just, oh, that song, yeah.
Yeah. But again, if you have a favorite one-hit wonder group or singer where you want to say, you know, I never understood why I never heard another song from that band or that person, throw it in the comment section. Go on Facebook or YouTube, either for Up North News or for Civic Media, or use the Civic Media app and send us a text message and tell us more. Looking over at YouTube, back to how the segment started, Tony up in Ashland writes, the Partridge Family with a drug cartel? Sign me up for the Netflix series. Yeah, I could... And the thing is that you could see the Danny Bonaducci character, you know, completely toting a shotgun and saving the rest of the family.
Yeah. I just like the idea of a family band getting, like, stuck with drug cartels. I think that could be quite the show.
You know, it wasn't a family band, but what it reminds me of is, what is it, Meet the Millers?
Oh, yeah, I think
The movie there, the Jennifer Aniston movie?
I think so, yeah.
And was that was Jason Sudeikis? And I don't remember the kids.
That's all I know.
When a family, in this case a fake family, gets mixed up with a drug cartel, seems to be the plot point nowadays. And then finally, today is National Binge Day. I don't know if there's something you would binge. I know that tonight we might be getting Buck's Pizza here in Madison.
Oh, I like Buck's.
I would binge on that. Yeah. Man, I may not make it to the Brewers game if you have to roll me into it.
I want to double check. I believe it's National, like, Binge Movies Day.
Oh, that kind of binge.
Yeah.
Oh, you kind of left out that detail.
My bad, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Tony right away saying about Meet the Millers, you mean the Ed Helms movie. Pretty funny. Yes, Ed Helms has a role in there as well. What do you got for entertainment news you want to pitch?
Entertainment news. I just left those notes, Pat.
We're doing this at the same time every day. You should be able to.
Yeah, but then I wanted to fact check myself with the whole binge thing. Here we go. All right. This is... I don't know how much entertainment this is, but it's very entertaining.
You're talking yourself out of a story before you even pitch it.
Yes, this is how I work, Pat. Second think everything. A teaching assistant in South Carolina has been arrested after causing $50,000 in damage to an air conditioning system. Want to guess the cause?
Well, we're in the entertainment section, so I'm hoping somebody really didn't like maybe the series finale of How I Met Your Mother or something like that. But why did this teacher assistant destroy an air conditioning unit?
Fart spray is what did the damage.
What?
Fart spray.
Fart spray.
Fart spray. Apparently he was spraying it in a class and it literally like disrupted the class and some students got sent to the doctor because it was so terrible.
Okay.
It's not entertainment, but it's entertaining.
I was going to say, it's entertaining. I might have to rename the segment here. Parker's entertaining news pitch.
Yeah, I'm fine.
But I can see where that would be a problem.
You think?
Yeah. And why would you bring fart spray to class?
I mean, I don't know.
Or at least test it out first.
And how can it be so potent that it does damage to an air conditioning unit?
Yeah, exactly. All right, I've got from Roger in Stevens Point, Tainted Love by Soft Cell was one of his most memorable one-hit wonder hits. I totally agree on that one. Good call there, Roger. All right, when we get going in our 7 o'clock hour, we will have State Democratic Party Chair Devin Remiker joining us to talk about a very busy 2026 election campaign that is already well underway. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, don't forget, you can sign up for our daily newsletter at Up North News. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and get signed up not only for our weekday newsletter, but we also have a Sunday morning edition, conveniently called Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, where we do a little political news and a question of the week, including the question, if there is a government shutdown starting the middle of next week, and right now it's looking more and more like it all the time, whose fault is that? Who's to blame? Is it congressional Republicans who have the majority in the House and Senate but can't agree amongst themselves, and so they need some Democratic votes to pass a package? Or is it Democrats for insisting that some of those health care cuts from earlier this year be put back in? Or is it President Trump more so than congressional Republicans because he should be the one crafting a deal? Again, to be the first to see and respond to our question of the week, head over to upnorthnewswi.com and sign up for our newsletters there. There's also a new daily newsletter from Civic Media. And if you head over to civicmediatoday.substack.com, there's all kinds of show highlights and news blurbs and things. Maybe a link to a website with some stories on there because, Parker, I understand that you have an article on the website.
Yeah.
And it got noticed here. I believe it was, it was Roger and Stevens Point putting on Facebook. I would like to salute Parker for his article on train derailments. It made me recall the Wyawega train derailment. It will be 30 years next March that this incident happened. The entire city and surrounding area was evacuated for more than 2 weeks. I remember it very well. That was a very big story that we were covering back then. So tell me more about this train derailment article.
Yeah, so we were thank you, by the way, Roger. Train derailment, we just wanted to take a look at how many train derailments have been happening in the state of Wisconsin, really. So we kind of just did a little investigation on that, going into the FRA's records from 2023 to now, made a map of all the derailments in the state of Wisconsin, talked to some folks from the Railroad Workers United, which is the hardest union name to say, talked to them about kind of what could be causing that stuff and just kind of highlighted that. I'm hoping to do maybe a little bit more on that.
Okay.
Get some more answers.
So again, look for that over at civicmedia.us and sign up for the Civic Media Today newsletter, civicmediatoday.substack.com. And of course, I mentioned the Up North newsletters, including, the Sunday mornings one Tony puts up on YouTube. Well, what am I supposed to do on Saturdays? Where's the Saturday morning grumblings about kids these days with Pat Kreitlow? That's next. It's in development. We're testing that out.
Oh, okay.
And Tony also says we now have a newsman on the show. Hey, I was a newsman.
He's official and stuff.
I know, but now apparently you need coiffed hair and a suit coat, according to Tony, to be an actual news person.
Do I have coiffed hair?
You got to work on it. I've got a guy. We'll talk about it.
Good. Okay.
All right. Let's talk about the governor's race here real quick, because again, on the Republican side, things have developed with, I always want to say State Senator Tom Tiffany, because he was a state senator for 7 years, but a member of Congress for the past few. And now with Congressman Tom Tiffany getting into the race, the Republican field has a candidate with some name ID. And frankly, I at the moment have a tough time seeing what other Republicans would get into the race who would want to challenge him and make it for a big time borderline divisive primary. So at the moment, I think that you could say that he is the prohibitive nominee for the Republican Party. But again, we'll see who gets in there. And as I mentioned before, he has a record. Okay, he has a very conservative record. It has served him well, coming from a state Senate district, you know, in and around the Minocqua area, where he has been able to take basically, you know, far right positions on the issues. And the same goes for the 7th Congressional District. The entire northern third is an area that is a Republican stronghold right now. And that has always been part of the reason why I, for one, was not totally convinced that Tom Tiffany was going to get into the race. Because, yeah, what plays well in your local district may not necessarily play well all the way across the state. Remember, Democrats have won something, or progressive candidates have won something like 15 out of the last 18 statewide elections. And part of the reason for that is that you have so many Republican politicians nowadays and conservative candidates nowadays who do absolutely nothing to moderate their position. Well, that's not stopping Tom Tiffany from trying. He was asked about his support in the past for banning, you know, prohibiting women from seeking abortion care, restricting their reproductive health care rights to 6 weeks of pregnancy, when many women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. But he would take away their health care options. He has a record. He has co-sponsored a bill in Congress that would prohibit abortions the moment a fetal heartbeat is detectable. Again, when many women don't even know that they're necessarily pregnant. Well, Tom Tiffany was asked about that when he first announced his campaign on the Dan O'Donnell radio show. And O'Donnell made clear, he said, you're getting hammered from the left for your position on abortion. He summarized Tiffany's stance as believing that all abortions after 6 weeks should be banned with no exceptions for rape and incest. But Tiffany said, oh, that's not his position now. His quote was, I would just point back to 10 years ago when I was in the legislature. We debated this and we passed a 20-week bill. I voted for that bill. It was signed into law and it is now the law in the state of Wisconsin. I do support that law and I will uphold it as governor of the state of Wisconsin. To which I would respond, give me a break. Yes, you can say you'll uphold the law as governor. That's your job. But to say that you will, you know, what you didn't say is you will not seek a total ban on abortion rights and a 6-week ban on abortion rights. And don't tell me for a moment that if there is a Republican-controlled legislature and they pass you a total abortion ban, don't tell me, oh, I'm not going to sign that law. There's already this 20-week one. Nobody believes you. It's like Scott Walker with Act 10 or the entire conservative movement when it comes to Roe v. Wade. Devin Remiker, State Democratic Party Chair, and much more in the next hour here. We're live in Madison today. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.